Active.
Not as easy as it seems.
Siobhan.
The glasses are on.
Stop looking at me.
All right. Don't say it like that because it's on the mic as well.
Yeah, this is just audio here.
Stop looking at me with the glasses on.
You had a real problem with me on the bus, Siobhan. Numerous times you, like, gave me bad daggers as well, like.
That's just my face. Don't take it personally.
Siobhan, I've been dealing with you for years.
Yeah, and my face has always been a problem.
Don't say it like
that. So's your attitude.
My attitude comes out with my face.
Don't make it out like it's just, oh, this is just how I look. I literally have evidence of you taunting,
yeah,
sniggering, eye rolling. Like, it's all on the glasses.
I feel like people are going to be so underwhelmed when they see this footage and be like, it's like a room with a curtain in it.
Give us
a
swap. No, but this is cool. Your man's on the committee, the sign.
We're open to more props, so if people want to suggest or send some in,
yeah,
we won't.
That is not what we should have in the background. Anyways, how are you, Siobhan? How are you? Best day ever the other day?
Best working day ever, yeah.
Siobhan, you done a park run a few weeks ago.
Oh, we forgot all about it.
And like, you just never glasses. You never mentioned it to us.
I did tell you.
No, but like, not when you were doing it. Like,
no, you just come up and pass him.
No, it came up because we were talking about Lucan. And you were like, oh, I done a park run there. And I thought that was a bigger deal than being in Lucan.
Right.
How did you get on, like?
In the park run.
Yeah.
Grand. Finished it.
No, you just finished it, was it? What was the distance?
A park run. Why are you being so weird about the park run?
We just had to ask you a few questions. 5K. What was the distance?
Park run is 5K.
Yeah.
And you finished it.
You're going on as if you finished it, as if it was a challenge for you.
Yeah, yeah, like, I finished it, like.
Like, if you're going out to just do a marathon without breaking the time, be like, I finished it and that was the goal. You're saying that about 5K?
Yeah.
Like, as if a 5K is hard to someone like you.
Why are you being so weird?
Well, Calvin, hurry with the facts.
5K is not hard to someone like you.
And why is that, Calvin?
Because Siobhan's an avid runner. And I'm not happy about this.
I wouldn't call me an avid runner. What?
Siobhan, you ran a half marathon a few weeks ago.
We have inside info on you.
I don't know who you're getting this information from.
So you've never run a half marathon in your life?
No, I did.
And
I
you've
did.
Never ran the Connemara half marathon?
Yeah, that's the one I done, yeah.
Did not think that was worth mentioning to the boys who like do a bit of training and stuff?
No, I didn't mention to anyone.
Yeah, but we're the boys.
Yeah, we're the lads.
Everything I mentioned to you goes on a podcast.
No, that's wrong.
No, that's false, because if everything was on the podcast, you wouldn't have a job.
That's a valid point, thank you, Terrence.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're out there doing side quests and you're not telling the boys.
No, but especially a half marathon, you have to be telling the lads.
Terrence ran a half marathon a couple of weeks ago and you were like, you know what, I've done that as well, I'm just not going to bring her up.
Yeah, and no one has heard the end of it.
How did you, who?
Never mind.
Told you.
Come here, listen.
There's only like three people who know, so.
Name the three
only about three people who know.
Like Rachel, Lisa and Gemma. Okay. And it's not Gemma.
How do you know it's not Gemma?
She doesn't have Instagram or anything.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean she didn't get in contact with COB.
Whoa. Whoa. Through the landline, like. You know all three of them have a landline as well.
100%.
Yeah, legend.
So anyway, Siobhan, you're out there running half marathons and going for sea swims and not giving the boys a look in.
And Sean is, like,
you're healthier than us.
Yeah.
You're fitter than us.
You see me struggling pulling that couch out, like, you know I'm not.
Yeah, but I think you do that for theatrics to help.
Pulling the couch out as well.
It's like your ma, you know, your ma's like, oh, can't get that washing up the stairs. And you're like, ma, it's just stocking. It's like, of course you can, you just don't want to go up the stairs. That's what you do with this when you're trying to put the sofa away. You're like, pretending to struggle and all. So I'd be like, oh, I'll do it, Siobhan. You're like, yeah, grand, thanks.
You've put it away from me once.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I put it away.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I've seen Calvin sent the cereal up a couple of
times. And taking it apart and putting it back. What are you talking about?
I have. I'm not just saying that to pick up from.
Twice, maybe.
Anyways, you're out there doing side quests and you're gatekeeping your side quests.
We were very disappointed to hear that you ran a half marathon, didn't
we? Very disappointed to hear it.
We were sick.
What?
The circle of trust, like, you're just not in it.
No, I'm in the circle of
trust.
Like, if you had said to us, do you want to come for a run, we can have a dip and then go do us on it, I'd be like, yeah.
That's the dream day for us at the moment.
That's, like, I do that with me, mate.
That's where our lives are. Like, and you're in that life and just not even.
That sounds like a Sunday morning to me. I don't understand.
So can we all run a half marathon?
It doesn't have to be a half.
Okay.
We just do a run, dip. No, because it's a big stream.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I said, do you want to go for a run? What are you thinking? 8K? No, like half marathon, I'm like 30.
Yeah, getting carried away. Yeah. Can we all do a run and a dip and a sauna this Sunday at 8 o'clock?
Probably not this Sunday. But at some stage over the summer.
yeah. over the summer.
People holidays are coming up and all.
See, look, even if I invited you, you wouldn't be able to.
No, you're a liar.
Yeah, you're the problem. Liar. Common denominator.
You can't do that. That's like, you can't say that. You can't say I didn't invite you because you probably would have been busy. How do you know unless you invite someone? Like, if I say, do you want to go out for the match? And be like, I can't because I'm actually going away that day. You'd be like, no problem, pal, I understand. Or if I say, do you want to go for a coffee in the morning? You'd be like, I'm actually not in work. Yeah, I'll meet you. You have to ask. You can't just assume.
Well, I didn't tell anyone about the half marathon, so.
Why?
That makes it.
We can tell.
Why didn't you?
Talking about it so
well, you downplayed the whole, like, alright, done a park run, and we were shocked. We were like, Siobhan,
like, she ran 5k, like, she doesn't run. Like, you're out doing half marathons.
I did one half marathon ever.
Doesn't matter.
It's not like I'm doing them on the regular.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
It was before I went to the Hen in Spain.
Yeah, that was literally about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm not over it. It's just, you know what it is, Siobhan? It's the betrayal that's haunt me.
Yeah, I tend to agree with him, yeah.
Do you know what
but
I mean?
But then Siobhan? We tried to make plans, bro, and then, I'm busy.
Yeah, but that's because you were like Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, also I'm going out Saturday night. I'm not getting up at 8 to go for a run.
Oh, are you mad?
Do you want to be there on Sunday?
Yeah.
That is close.
Like your man at the park run over in Canada with the slacks on.
Your man who ran in the jeans. Remember? Oh, the
slacks.
The slacks, remember?
Oh, yeah. The park run. Sorry, yeah.
Slack Namara. Did you see the thing about Strava and Ireland? Ireland have the fastest runners on average on Strava.
Do they, yeah?
Yeah, and on average, yeah, and this is how petty I am, but they'd be a bit for the country. The average run for an Irish user on Strava is 7.75 kilometres. Yeah. I went for a run yesterday, and the loop I went on was 7.5k. I've done an extra 500 metres to keep the average.
Love it.
To up the average. They didn't for the flag.
It. Nah, I like that.
For the flag.
No, and you know what? That's something I would do. I'm getting trouble off a coach for that, you would. But it's something you still do.
2,500 metres. I'm doing me bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I do want to do? And I hate running. Hate it. I can't stand it. I want to do that backyard run.
I'd love to do something like that.
Do you ever see them, Siobhan? Where like it's like a 7k loop, but on the hour. And you just keep going until there's no one left. They're called backyard.
Every runs. Hour on the hour.
You start at, say, 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You do the run. You can do whatever you want after that. You just have to be on the start line at 1 o'clock then. And you just keep going. And obviously, people just drop out then every round.
I'd drop out before that started. That would never do.
Well, you're guaranteed to get 3 in 7k loops. We know that part.
You should be getting more because you're getting a break.
We know that part anyways.
The look you just gave me, I wish I had the fucking meta glasses on.
Yeah.
Right, do you want a
anyways,
question?
Anyways, yeah. So will you do me a favour, will you put on the meta glass for us, please? Give people a point of view.
Sean, you're going to look cool.
I'll give a shame, right? I'm going to look at the meta glass later and it's going to be a picture of the carpet. One picture,
blood. It made a noise there, so.
Put them on, right there. Siobhan, I swear, you don't understand how cool you
look. You look little.
Siobhan, genuinely, Siobhan.
They're
I
not.
Think you should wear sunglasses going forward.
Yeah, Siobhan, they're little.
Now, hold it.
What button?
Yeah, the one on your right. Oh my gosh, I had to check in my hands. The one that's closest to my side. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on.
That
you're
made
on.
A picture.
Yeah, you took a picture. Yeah, I can hold it down.
Now hold that. Boom! A
lawyer! This is like turn the telly on for
your man. This is Siobhan's point of view. Make sure there's nothing dodgy on the laptop numbers or anything.
Numbers?
Yeah, how much Calvin's making people that have a stroke?
Did I just have that? That's my screensaver. Like my vision
like
board.
Calvin's money.
I need to try and find a question for you.
Please, yeah.
Do you know what's going to be great? People reading the question and Siobhan butchering it.
Yeah.
This one, the subject.
Liam from Ballyferma, that clearly says Clondalkin.
Josh sent one in, and the subject line of the email is fuck Koosie.
Oh, I'm not going to accept this question.
So, all right, lads, would you rather sleep beside someone who snores excessively loud, like unbearably loud, no earplugs, are sort.
I'm taking whatever option B
no
is.
No earplugs, are sorting this.
No earplugs.
Oh, no. No.
How are you getting on?
I'm, now, people are going to see how easy that was to read and hear how hard someone made it.
It's because he's obviously like from Dublin and writes the way you talk, and I don't write that way.
Okay.
Or talk that way.
Read that way.
Talk that way.
Yeah, but you obviously can't read that way neither. Siobhan, this question. You're going to run out with tape on the middle glasses here.
No earplugs are sorting this, and you have to sleep beside them or sleep beside someone who doesn't make a noise but moves every 2 seconds, tossing and turning, kicking everything all night, waking you up with the right hook sometimes. The snorer doesn't move. And then he says, actually, I don't know how to say that. W-A-H-U-P. Whoop.
W-H-A-P
W-A-H-U-P
W-A-H-U-P Wahup Wahup. Is that like a is that
a remix of WAP?
Wahup. That's how they went in South Dublin. I do both of them. I do both of them.
It's basically like sleeping with Terrence. Yeah. Or sleeping with a toddler. That's what it is.
No, I do both of them, yeah. I'm a cunt for moving in my sleep.
Yeah, but you obviously haven't had Reggie in the bed yet.
Yeah. He does the exact same thing as me as well, and it's doing whole head in, it's gas. I'm a cunt for lying in bed and just doing this with my feet. Don't know why they were. I'm Reggie's doing it and it's gas.
See, I don't think Reggie got that from you. I think that's just you acting like a baby.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
He's a bad snorer, Siobhan.
Oh, I'm very,
very bad. Very bad snorer. I don't know how Jordan actually lives with you. Genuinely, yeah, I'm not being smart about that. Like, I wouldn't, Terrence. I can't. Snoring is like the worst thing for me.
Same.
If I hear someone like 2 doors down snoring, I'm like, oh my God.
Same, yeah.
Hate it. Yeah, I'm picking the toddler. Because I think you'd get used to people moving and stuff like that. The vibrations of people snoring and all. Oh my God. And they sound like they're going to choke as well. You know when someone's snoring, they're lying down and it's like.
Why are you so deep in the bro? That's what that was like. An acting gig. Bro, you.
I'm winning an Oscar. Just a little more. Why are we sitting down?
Aoife has a question for you. Aoife from Brisbane.
Brisbane?
Brisbane?
Fuck off, will you?
Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Sydney.
Dublin.
Galway. Galway.
Bell. Fast. Sorry,
yeah.
Go on.
Where's she originally from? Wicklow.
Right, go up. At Lone. West Mead. Right, let's go. Sorry.
I'm afraid to read now. If you could have a candle that smelled like anything in the world, fuck's sake.
Oh, Siobhan.
I do want
to. Do you know what to do, Siobhan? Just take up running full time.
If you could have a candle that smelled like anything in the world, that you. Fucking hell. If you could have a candle that smelled.
I love the way people are going to see his face there. He looked at me. That's what I get to see all the time. Right, come on.
Well, we have 3 live reads after this, so just prep yourself if you're slagging me for reading.
She's putting the glasses on for that one.
If you could have a candle that smelled like anything in the world that wouldn't be sold in a shop, what would it be? Mine would be a chorizo smelling candle because I love the smell when it's cooking.
Yeah, new baby smell.
Oh, you have the winner, and I know everyone agrees. The bakery in Little.
Yeah, he's on the one there. It's hard to argue that.
I feel like if it was food, that would make you hungry all the
time. Yeah, true.
The new baby smell. Do you know when you just get someone's baby and you just give them a little slimy one and you're like, oh yeah, baby, steam it.
People do that all the time.
Just a little.
Yeah, and I completely get it. Because I even still do it. Just sit there smelling his head.
Next question.
She's like, there's no more emails, lads.
Yeah.
One of them.
Inbox is full. Do you know what helps me, Siobhan? I think if you read something first, then try and say it, as opposed to read and say it as you go.
I'm going to be honest, bro. You can't give advice on that.
I know. When you see this live read, this, oh my God.
Every week.
Right. McGinty.
McGinty. So that's the first time I ever did the glasses. Leal. Go on, sorry.
What's one small or big moment on the podcast from the start that stayed in your head and you still think about sometimes?
In a good or a bad way?
I still remember my very first time thinking the podcast was big was when Philly McMahon, we text Philly McMahon and he texts us back. And now if he texts me, I'd ignore him. No, I wouldn't. Philly soundy. I've actually never ignored the fella. No, but I remember that because I remember where I was. I was at the top of the diamond walking down the Super Value Talbot Street and Philly texts me back and I rang you straight away. I was like, yeah, Philly's coming on the podcast. I remember thinking, fucking hell, this is taking off. I remember thinking that. And that was like a little small moment that like was behind the scenes people probably didn't know about. Big moment. It doesn't get any bigger. I know people are probably sick of even hearing about it now, but like that Katie Taylor thing, I only said it to you outside. It didn't get any bigger than that. Like I would have took 20 minutes in a hotel reception with a microphone talking the whole. We got to sit there behind the scenes access. Didn't get any bigger than that. I think that could be our biggest moment.
I don't know whether it's recency bias or not, but it isn't that hard to
But you said it driving over, like this could be the biggest day of the podcast. I think it was. The 3 biggest ones you want to look at, right? It was that, going on the lately, and the Borgosh.
Yeah.
Andrew from Bray has a blind ranking.
I'm not going to get involved.
Hang on. Put the glasses on and do a blind ranking.
I'm not getting involved with it though. I'm going to watch you doing a blind ranking. Right.
Taking into account their past, present and potential. So, Ian Garry.
Sorry, can you give me more context of what? Like, you just said of a blind ranking. Ian Garry.
She's having a mare.
Isn't she?
You threw me off. Five Irish athletes.
Right.
Taking into account past, present and potential.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I want to be involved.
No, the best thing about that is you'll see the finger going up.
Yeah. I want to be involved in this. I like this one.
Right, okay.
I like this one.
So, Ian Garry.
First option, Ian Garry.
Is it out of five, Siobhan?
Out of five. Five.
I will put three because I think he will be a world champion.
I'm going to go four.
Right. Rachel Blackmore.
Well, she's retired, isn't she?
So past.
She is a trailblazer as well. I remember watching Rachel Blackmore win the Grand National with Harper and she couldn't believe that there was a woman jockey. I was like, yeah, you mad thing. So like, winning the Grand National is a big deal, but I'd put four.
I don't care about horse racing, so I'm going to go fifth.
Kelly Harrington.
Two.
Roy Keane.
Oh, is Katie on the list or not? Is Katie on the list?
Can't tell you that.
I'm going to swap at the end anyway. But
is she not how it works?
I'm going to swap at the end.
And I'm just going to play a different game. No.
Yeah.
I'm going to swap and I'm going to go Roy Keane in third.
You can't swap.
I'm going to happily swap.
You've given Ian Garry third.
Am I right?
No. You're not right. I'm not having to see that. It's not the game.
It is.
It's not.
I'm swapping at the end of it just in case.
It's like playing hide and seek and when someone finds you, you just run away and be like, now it's chasing. No, it's not because I found you.
Yeah,
it's
but that's not how it works. Someone was about to catch you, say press pause.
You'd be like, I had to go, my man's calling me.
Yeah, if you press pause, they can't touch you.
Yeah, oh, you're like, I'm not even playing. And you walk past and then you run off and go, 1, 2, 3, Calvin O'Brien. Am I right?
Yeah. We must leave, it. I'm going to go Roy Keane toward with a possible chance.
I'm going to take the biggest gamble in the world and say five.
Oh my God, yeah.
You're putting Roy Keane last.
You have more spaces though.
I don't.
Do you have 1 and 5?
Yeah.
See. And
you're putting him where?
Two. Oh, three, sorry.
You've given Ian Garry three.
He's no, I got one five as well. Oh, one or four, he has.
You actually do have three. You do have three.
Yeah, I'm going to give...
Where did you put Ian Garry?
There's a possible swap, four.
Four.
All right.
You put him at three. Yeah. Right. Keisha Taylor.
Number one.
I don't know who else I thought was going to be there.
It's mad because every single one of those has been world class in that field. I'm happy with that list.
So am I. I'm happy. You really came last.
Yeah, no, I'm not happy with that, but fucking here's where it is.
Roy Keane's on in 2 weeks. I'll just lie through these glasses. And you put these glasses on, you have to tell lies. Funny though. If he did come on, I have the footage.
Fella's in America for the World Cup for the next 5 weeks.
It's only messing.
We should have scheduled that in with our fucking trip to New York.
And Thailand, second quarter of next year.
Can't wait.
Siobhan, you don't go anywhere in the world with us, I know it.
What?
I just completely forgot to talk about me eyes. Someone texts me saying,
you go.
The egg-shaped eyes fella or something.
Yeah. So
pardon me, that's what that is it, Siobhan?
Astigmatism.
Yeah.
He has astigmatism.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Terence, you literally described what it was to a T, and everyone's like, Terence has this, and now he's like, I don't have it.
You can see astigmatism in someone's eye, though. Like, their eye won't stay still. Like, it moves really. So if you stare into his eyes, you can see. Put the automatic glasses on and stare into his eyes.
No, do you know what it is? It's only the new car lights, I think. You know them white
the LED
lights?
LED ones.
Yeah. They're like white or something. Them lights blind me. That's why I kept saying the certain car lights. Them white lights blind me.
Listen to me, pal. Are you alright? You're panicking because you rub your face. You struggle with acceptance, Terence.
Yeah, but I think I would accept if I had bad vision.
You've literally described to a T this condition called astigmatism, and it can be fixed with glasses.
Nah, I don't need them, bro.
But a lot of people need glasses for driving.
She still crashed.
Siobhan did still crash. You might look cool.
I'm worse with the glasses on.
Why are you wearing them then?
A fashion? They throw me off.
I wear these glasses, but I'm worse with them on.
So
I don't have astigmatism. I have a problem with new car lights.
I love how he's just changing it. Do you know what I mean?
So the lights don't leave a trail?
Yeah, the new car lights do, yeah. But not a normal car light.
I don't know what's wrong with you then.
I don't know either.
Surely someone can explain that to me.
It's like saying I'm not lactose intolerant. Like, I can drink normal milk, I just can't eat cheese. Like, what? No, it's lactose intolerance, pal. Like, you have astigmatism.
Look at his eyes and see, do your eyes move?
Surely, like, that's like, you can have astigmatism without your eyes bleeding.
I don't know.
Doing a cha-cha slide.
I know a girl who has one, and like, you can see her pupil like move ever so slightly, like as you look in her eye.
Nah, definitely not me. I wouldn't notice that before.
Terence is looking at me and holding his eyes open.
It's like a Clockwork Orange.
Yeah. Yeah, the twitching. His face, your face twitched.
Yeah.
Not your eyes. Yeah, so can anyone out there who walks in Specsavers or is an optician, or is an optician a doctor specialist?
Ophthalmologist, is it?
Yeah. Anyone who is an eye specialist, tell us if Terrence needs glasses.
Dylan from Blanche has a question. If you could pick any two past guests to have a straightener off that you reckon you could upend, whose would you choose?
So me and Terrence had to bat the two people.
Yeah, but yeah, it'd be nice to pick a tag team we've had on.
Dylan's email actually isn't finished. In brackets underneath that, he has, fuck your dog, Terry.
I think she just added
I
that.
I love the pride she gets in it. I love it. I'm actually starting to enjoy it. How happy it makes you.
Yeah. She's like, best part of my week.
You met Katie Taylor last week.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care.
Best part of this week.
Has to be that in the jail now.
We haven't had many duos, have we?
Remember we episode 200, we did a gang of duos. You're not going key for an in you. You're not. You're right, not. I'll dance on you.
I'll fight in you then.
I'll take that one.
I'll take it for the team. I'll fight in you.
I think she'd punch your head in.
I don't think we should go with the duo. I think we should just make
just mix and match.
Yeah, because I know for a fact, Terrence, you want to fight Darragh O'Brien. Why'd you whisper that? Like,
I don't even want him to know, because I'll see him when I see him.
And he better be ready.
Yeah. I'm one clip around the open dead and I'm talking like that.
Yeah, but you might not get clipped.
That's what I always say. I let the hands go. It's just don't throw them back.
Yeah.
He's a big fella, no?
Alright, poor hands all over him.
Do you want us to be a bully and be like, oh, I'm picking him because he was the smallest fella?
Why, you think we're just going to pick Neil Delamere or something?
You could.
Yeah, true, we could.
Nice fella, though.
Lovely fella. You can't hit Neil.
I wouldn't like to hit him.
Darragh O'Brien and...
Do you know who I think has got away with it a lot? And he's a big fella as well.
Problem is, he's a handbag. He'd be putting this on Twitter and all 100%.
Yeah, but we're a black eye.
Yeah. We're the stigmatism after the box he gets. Just bleep the name.
Hit him that hard, the stigmatism will settle. His eye won't be rattling. It'd be fucking like a statue.
Yeah. His just pupil. Keep that in and bleep the name, Siobhan.
Hit that hard, his pupil will be playing Silence, Raise and Batter. Doing the mannequin challenge.
Right, I'll give you another one. Nathan says, would you rather keep your proud Dublin identity, accents from the flats, tracksuits, fresh runners, but you can never return to Dublin, or stay in Dublin as long as you like but give up your proud Dublin identity, become a full culchie? He's put a T in culchie. Bootcut jeans, check shirts, brown shoes, accent.
That's an emphasis on culchie. Culchie, yeah.
Accent, the lot.
No, I'd rather be representing Dublin outside of Ireland. Oh, you could don't be have in Wexford
to, yeah, you could be in Wicklow, like.
Yeah. Wicklow.
It was a bad one. But we did get carried away. What childish, but
killed
happy.
Our. You just, like, Brisbane. It's not even Brisbane. It was Brisbane. Killed our.
Siobhan, you're so over. I wish I had the glasses now to see that reaction. I'm going to say, yeah, I'm staying Dublin.
Hey, I'm being a culture then.
No, I'm staying Dublin.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry, I thought you said I'm staying in Dublin.
No, I'm not staying in Dublin. I'm staying Dublin.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to Westmeath.
Yeah.
Why Westmeath?
Why not?
In Mullingar.
Is that not close?
Terrence wearing fucking Air Max outside the Joe Dolan statue.
A random choice.
Wait, where would you go? Go on. Wicklow, go on.
What? Galway?
You can't go to Galway and you can't be in Dublin, Siobhan. What part of the country are you living in? Yeah, Wicklow is nice.
Yeah, I don't think I was ever in Wicklow.
How are you never in Wicklow? It's there. It's literally there. You throw an egg and hit Wicklow. Man.
I was never in loads of places.
Yeah, but Wicklow though, Siobhan. If you said you were never in Brisbane, I'd be like, right, fair enough.
Emphasis on Brisbane.
Elaine emailed in from Iceland.
Fuck off.
Just to say, I love what you're doing. I tune in here in Iceland while driving from work. She's recommended a film about inner city Dublin called Pete's Meteor. It's a time capsule of a movie, totally worth a watch. The kid actors are class and non-poser hilarious, but they never got the praise when it was released. So went straight to video. She sent a YouTube link. And then she said she loved the interview with Damo. 2 hours before she listened to the show with Damo, she actually played that song that he sang for her daughter, and she don't played it at her dad's funeral. Huh? No, one of the songs in Irish he played, Shohin Shoho.
Oh, really? Sorry.
So she started crying her eyes out when he heard him sing it.
That's class.
Yeah.
Because they sing specifically that as well, because yeah, obviously he has all the big hits. That's class. And she's living in Iceland.
Lovely.
I'd love to know she's doing over there.
Lovely Ice part of
land. I'd love to know she's doing, sorry. I'd love to know she's doing over there. We're like, why would you move to Iceland? Do you get me?
It's nice.
Class.
It's only there as well. Iceland could be closer than Wicklow. No, but that is deadly. That is deadly. Thanks for that email, Elaine. Appreciate that.
That's our episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send us in wherever you want.
Looking forward to the behind the scenes of this one, Terry.
We had a few clips from the Meta Glasses in here this morning, so there'll be some behind the scenes. And yeah, that's it. Take us out, Siobhan. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that. The Hypnoka. Long. Cut down.